The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin Ellis, and she's our part-time, full-time co-host here this morning.
I've been slacking the last couple
of days. Yeah, you're all right. Joining us this morning, and our producer, Chris Klaproth, on the board, always doing an excellent job. And
he's amazing.
I know.
Couldn't do it without
him. You're amazing, Chris. You're amazing. So, yes. We should be doing that with you. Yes. And our guest on the phone is Eric Zlokovich. Morning, Eric. How you doing?
Hey. Good morning, Alan. How's it going?
Good. Did I say your name right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it right.
Good. Glad to hear that. Eric, yeah. Every time we talk, you're always in a good mood. You're always laughing, you know, cutting up and that type of stuff. But wasn't so in October, was it?
No, I had a really pretty bad fall. Yeah, the fall season. It was
right.
it was a car accident. Yeah, with my 10-year-old son. On Bestgate Road in Annapolis, just coming back from the movies. So it was basically a head-on collision, and thank God my son was okay. You know, we were both wearing our seatbelts and the airbags deployed, but I broke a tibia and a fibia and five ribs, and I ended up in shock trauma for a week and was in a rehab facility for a couple of months. So I just got home right before Christmas Eve, and things are going pretty good now. Like, I'm actually finally able to put weight on it, and I'm walking around with crutches, but it's getting better.
You hit the brakes.
Yeah, I basically only had about a 1 second of warning. The other driver went through a red light, and according to the state trooper, you know, he had been drinking and he refused all the tests, but he went through a red light and went into my front corner. So it was basically like a head on or a corner to corner. I hit the brakes right at impact, I guess. Yeah. And that's what broke the tibia and the fibia. It was pretty nasty. It was a compound fracture.
They call that a pylon fracture, I think, don't they?
It's a pylon. Yeah. It's a pylon fracture, which is pretty bad. And, my son said he was okay, and I could tell he was sort of okay because he was moving around and he just wanted to get out of the car.
Yeah, scared more than anything, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was scared. He was just really scared and really worked up. But a couple of people were talking to him, just kind of getting him to calm down. And I couldn't move my right leg, and the paramedic, you know, he pulled me out out of the car under my armpits, you know.
Yeah, sure.
He saw the injury, so they actually called the helicopter, the airlift helicopter, but they decided that since it was pretty late at night and there wasn't any traffic, that they just ended up driving me up in the ambulance, and they canceled the helicopter.
Wow.
So I heard that saved, that was like a $20,000 helicopter ride, by the way.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Right. So, it's getting better. I'm just starting to, I've been working since like early January, and I'm starting to get around a little bit. I'm not quite Not quite cleared for driving, but I'm getting close.
Good.
It is my driving foot, so that's been a bit.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we're certainly glad you survived, and you know, sorry to hear about the injury, but it sounds like you're on the road to recovery, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you joining us here this morning. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
No
well, problem. Here we are. It's almost mid-March. You know, traditionally, the winter fishery here in Maryland is chain pickerel, yellow perch, white perch, crappie, that type of thing. You know, the panfish, the most popular panfish we've got. And, of course, you know, crabbing season doesn't start yet. Striped bass hasn't started yet, other than the catch-and-release thing and all that. So tell us a little bit about some of the spring fishing opportunities we have if somebody wants to get out there today or tomorrow or, you know, sometime this week. And, you know, you can never count on the weather as we've experienced the last 2 weeks. It's been absolutely crazy.
Right. Yeah, the weather, yeah, has been, you know, very crazy. You know, we've had some really, you know, warm temperatures in late January and early February, you know, where it got up to the 60s or even 70. But then we've also had some nor'easters, which really kind of turn everything upside down. You know, these big storms, you know, created like 6-foot waves on the bay that the really violent nor'easters that we've recently had created some big waves on the bay, and, you know, we had some rain events, so water temperatures were, you know, fluctuating up and down. So it's been a little bit hard to sort of get a handle on the perch runs and the tidal rivers this year. I know that there's been some, you know, good fishing down on the lower eastern shore in the Pocomoke area.
Right.
You know, some of the light tackle guides down there had a nice mix of, you know, the pickerel, pickerel are really fun.
They're fun to catch. You're not kidding.
They're like our eastern shore pike, basically.
Yep.
And, you know, they've been catching some pickerel along with a mix of crappie and yellow perch. Down on the lower eastern shore, a small jig and minnow combination actually works for both the pickerel and the perch.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pickerel are more aggressive, they also like to hit, you know, spinners and they will hit flies too. But it sounds like, you know, when the fish are a little bit more sluggish, when a live minnow fish, you know, a little deeper,
yeah,
on a small jig head. I've even heard of some guys using a tiny little Tony spoon with little live minnow on it.
Yep.
For pickerel. With the yellow perch, you know, they have been catching some perch, you know, in the traditional spots in the Chop Tank and the Chester River. You know, in the Chop Tank around the Hillsboro area.
Could you say it's probably been kind of a sporadic spawn based on the weather patterns and that type of thing? I mean, they're always going to spawn. They're always going to try to spawn. But trying to catch them during the spawn is always the tough part.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, some will stage, some will go upriver. You know, water temps will drive them back down. They'll go back up. You know, I mean, it's just not there's no consistency. You know?
Right, right. There hasn't been much consistency.
And exactly.
Also, yeah, some days also I hear, you know, guys are catching mostly small males, you know,
right.
Only there's some males that are around and staging, but the larger females aren't really biting.
Right.
Or they're not really there.
Right.
I think there was some pockets where there was an early spawn.
Right.
You know, in late January and early
in that
February.
Warmer weather, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's
right, exactly.
I've learned from Uncle Dale that it's all about photo period. You know, the fish are
right.
going to spawn on the photo period, but the variable is the temperature and, you know, the stream flow, the rain, the high pressure, low pressure, whatever it is. We just haven't had any consistency, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I'm here in the Arnold Annapolis area. So I'm a little closer to like the Severn and the Magothy area.
Right.
And on the western shore, and the Magothy there's a popular spot called Beechwood Park, which is used to be an old amusement park many, many years ago, but it's been converted into a county park, and there's some good shore and beach access there in the upper Magothy. You know, and guys were catching yellow perch and even a few early white perch all the way back in January, because of the crazy weather. But, it's been erratic. It's been sort of good fishing one day and then cold the next day,
yep.
You know, just where it shuts down. So it hasn't been, you know, really consistent. I do know from our commercial catch reports that we get that, you know, they are still catching some yellow perch up in the Chester and in the Upper Bay area, you know, up around Aberdeen or
right.
Havre de Grace.
Right.
But it's been hard, you know, to really get a good handle on it for recreational fishing. So, I think, you know, you might still have a shot at yellow perch, but, you know,
well, they're always out there. They're always out there. They're mixed in, you know, we were fishing for hickory shad one day, and a friend and his son came over, and you know, they're fishing for the hickories, and they get a hit, and this kid comes out, "Wow, look at that! A big foot long yellow perch." I mean, it was a nice fish, you know, and
right.
It was something that was totally unexpected.
Right.
So,
and you know, you might have some more shots at them until, you know, maybe March 15th, mid-March in some areas. But by then, it's going to be getting pretty late, and it's going to be switching to white perch.
Yep.
Yeah. And it is funny, Alan. I have had a few resident yellow perch hang around all the way until May or even early June.
Sure.
In the Severn River, and I catch them on grass shrimp while I'm fishing for white perch.
Well, that's cool. What's so wrong with that? That's good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, a few stragglers, but that's more the exception rather than the rule. So, yeah. And right on the back end of a yellow perch run, you know, you got to start looking for the white perch and, you know,
absolutely.
Like the Red Bridges area and the Chop Tank, you know.
Yep.
If we get some warming weather after this, I think we're supposed to get some kind of a storm on Sunday.
Nor'easter, supposedly.
Another nor'easter.
Yeah.
But after things settle down and we get some high pressure and more stable weather,
yep.
You know, the white perch will be starting up.
Yeah.
Robin. So,
how about some pan-fried white perch?
That sounds wonderful.
Oh, they're great.
Absolutely wonderful.
Yep. So, well, that's good. Now, we have to also talk a little bit about trout fishing.
Right.
You know, we're in the tidal, but we got in the tidal mode there, but we got to switch over to the freshwater guys too, crappies and trout, and you know whatever's available in the freshwater in the ponds and lakes and streams. So, give us a. I'll tell you what. Let's take a little break. And you can tell us about that when we come back. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Sounds good to me. All right.
Yep.
Hey, our new sponsor is Hartford Security in Reisterstown. Robin, your stepfather's in the security business.
Yes, he is.
Okay. But what Hartford is telling us about here, of course, you know, you got to keep in mind, it's peace of mind, basically.
I always feel better with alarm system in.
Yeah.
Always.
Peace of mind. What we're really talking about is peace of mind, protecting our home. You know, we don't want anybody breaking in our home. Valuables, protecting the valuables from the bad guys that want our stuff. And, you know, our guns, our electronics, your jewelry.
I've had stuff stolen from me before, and it is devastating.
Yes, I know it. I know it. And, of course, our valuables. And when you're not home, that's when you need protection even more. Well, Hartford Security provides all that. They have full feature, wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems that you can view on your phone. door access controls, and more. And this is not to get it online and have it shipped to your house and install the app on your phone. This is the professional stuff. This is the good stuff. Okay. Hartford Security provides both residential homes and commercial businesses with service on security. And here's the real deal. Optional, which means choose it or not, low cost, no contract monitoring of your security system.
It is a monitored security system. That's awesome.
It can be monitored. Absolutely. Hartford Security offers free estimates for your peace of mind. Just call 410-515-0761. Visit the website. It's pretty nice. HartfordSecurity.com. Phone number again, 410-515-0761. You get a 15% discount if you mention the Outdoors and Radio Show or Robin or Alan or Chris or any of us here in the... you can say WCBM, you know. I mean, you get it. But we'd like it if you mentioned the Outdoors and Radio Show. 15% off Hartford Security, serving Maryland for over 25 years. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Are you ready to rock? Robin, you ready to rock?
Yeah.
Did I wake you up?
Mm.
Well, Clyde Sports Shop's having a Ready to Rock sale. Starts this Friday. 10 days. Starts this Friday.
I'm ready to fish.
So am I. I can't wait. Half price fishing line. Empty your spools. Take them in. You get premium monofilament line for half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. Now, it doesn't include the Power Pro braided line. That's, you know. But the monofilament, you know, the Strand, the Berkeley, all that, half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. You know, you put 100 yards on your reel, it's a buck. What a deal. And you need to replace your line just about every year. Penn Reel Special. The Warfare. A little bit newer reel from Penn. It's a 30-pound level wind for just $89.95 on sale. They've got trolling combos with the Penn Warfare and an Andy rod for $139.95. They have some inexpensive trolling combos with a Penn 309 and a Shakespeare 6-foot rod for $89.95 and up. Shakespeare, Pfluger, Ugly Stick, all on sale. Check out the selection of St. Croix rods. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. All the terminal tackle, all the crabbing supplies, all the bait, live bait, frozen bait, anything you need for any kind of fishing, they've got it. 242-6108. 242-6108, Clyde Sport Shop. And don't forget that 24-hour fishing hotline. 247-3474. 247-FISH. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse
near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I went a fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose. But the hook had him down, and he couldn't get loose. And I said, I wish the Lord would hook me one day like this hooked fish. He hooked his feeling in me, and one Friday evening, he came into my soul, and he hooked me with his spirit. And ever since that day, a song come into my mind. I said it like a Jeremiah say, there's a fire.
You feeling it, Eric?
Yeah. That's a good fishing song.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I love the chorus, you know.
It's a little long
on the intro, so maybe the next break we'll play the rest of it. We'll see.
Anyway.
Chris has his plan.
Yeah, I know Chris has a plan. I get it. So anyway, we were talking about trout fishing a little bit. And please don't give us the numbers of all the, you know, the hatchlings and all that and water temperature and flow statistics. Just tell us where we're going to catch some fish and what we're going to catch them on.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, we're really right in the middle of the trout stocking season.
That's true.
They've been running fish, you know, all over the state. If you want to know where to go fishing, you just check the website. We have daily. Just Google Maryland DNR trout stocking, spring schedule.
Right.
And we got them all over the state, you know, from Garrett County, through Western Maryland and into Central Maryland. There's also been some good fishing in some of the ponds down in Calvert County. And even over on the Eastern Shore up at Unicorn, we've stocked some trout. The Patapsco is popular.
Sure.
Patapsco State Park, the dams. In terms of how to catch them, the power baits, like the pace baits, are good. You know, back in the day, I used to catch them also on dough balls, on little dough balls.
Yep.
You know, that was kind of an old school thing before power baits got popular.
Yep.
Small pieces of worm. If you're fishing in some current, you need a little split shot to get down. Bit in the water column.
Right.
I also like fishing spinners and inline spinners, you know, little meps and the rainbows in particular tend to be a little bit more aggressive and they are fun to catch on spinners. And that's in both ponds and streams.
Yeah.
In a pond, you just kind of have to walk the banks and keep casting until you find a little concentration of fish, you know. And in the stream, you just kind of work the riffles and the pools and you cast it a little bit upstream and you let it kind of swing downstream.
Right.
And they tend to hit it when it kind of is swinging downstream and
right
near the end of, yeah, as it's kind of like on an edge between a fast running water and a still water or something like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, you just gotta watch the snags and the structure. You know, if it's a really snaggy area.
Yeah, no kidding.
If it's a snaggy area, you know, maybe switch to a single hook instead of a treble. You know, that might help a little bit on your on your spinner there.
Yep, sounds good to me.
So, you know, the, you know, you're going to be using really small hooks. You know, like I don't know, number eights, tens, twelves.
Yep.
You know, I think they also, you know, some guys like the little tiny treble hooks for the pace baits.
They do.
Or for the power baits.
Yep.
Right.
Velveeta cheese.
Exactly. Yeah. I do recall that Korn used to catch the
stock trout
too.
Sure. Yep. Whole kernel Korn. Yep.
Yeah. So you know, yeah, it's really statewide. I think the best thing to do is to go to the website, look up the trout stocking list. We give numbers of fish stock and areas, and we also have some areas for seniors, disabled folks, or
I think that pond down Avalon Pond down there, Patapsco is a senior pond, isn't it?
I think it. You know, I think it may be. I just don't have the list in front of me, but it is marked. Yeah, we have those areas marked on the stockings updates on the website.
Sure.
And on the schedule. Yeah, you know, there's also some areas that are closed in March. We have either a zero closure, which means open all year, or
right.
We have a one or a two where. Closure where it's closed for a portion of March, so you have to watch that too.
Right.
The traditional opening day, you know, always used to be about April 1st, and that's, you know, that's when everything
last Saturday open. March, I think March 31st this year, I believe, is the day. So.
Yes. Correct. Right.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. Some years it's actually a little bit before April
right.
1st. Right. So, yeah, and that's also on the website, and it's in the fishing guides, too.
Sure.
So the fishing guides have been getting out to all the tackle shops. We've been driving some of them around the state, Keith Lockwood and I.
Right.
And some of them have been already shipped, and we're still getting some out, but they have all the trout fishing information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good.
The trout fishing is something that's available, you know, when it's maybe too windy to fish on some of the big water areas.
Yep.
Or, you know, if you have, you know, if the weather is affecting your perch fishing or your bass fishing, you know, largemouth fishing, you know, you might have a shot at some trout. They're fun to catch, and you know, people like to eat them.
No question,
they're good to eat. So, you know, it's a good thing, and we'll continue the trout stocking into late May. I think we usually wrap up around June 1.
Right.
So it's quite a long season of trout stocking.
It is.
Yeah.
No question. Yep.
Got
it. All right. Moving on.
Go ahead. At some point, we got to talk about these new rockfish regulations.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Moving on. Let's go.
Yeah. I want to get to that. So should I get right into it with the new
summer? Get right into it.
Okay. We have two things are happening. First of all, in the summer season, we're going to drop down from the 20-inch limit, which we had last year, to a 19-inch size limit. So it'll go down 1 inch, and that should happen on May 16th after the trophy season is over.
Right.
It'll drop down to a 19-inch limit. However, as part of that deal, you know, with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, with the big multi-state commission,
right?
We had to agree to use circle hooks for bait fishing, and that's the big change. So,
okay.
This may not kick in until July 2nd. But depending on if we can get an emergency regulation or not, it may not kick in until July 2nd.
Right.
But you will have to use circle hooks for bait fishing.
Okay.
So that means live lining and chumming and just, you know, fishing, chunking like with chunks of menhaden.
Right.
Or, you know, alewife as a lot of people call
right.
them.
Yep.
Right.
Chumming, so, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, yeah, chumming. There's a lot of chumming in the Upper Bay. You
right.
know, Love Point, the Magathie,
yep.
the mouth of the Magathie. So you'll have to use circle hooks, and that's for all bait fishing. Even if you're fishing for, let's say, chumming for bluefish.
Right.
Or you're a live lining spot for bluefish. Or if you're fishing for catfish, you know, in the bay, you know, with a large hook, you have to use a circle hook. For J hooks, you have to use a hook that's a half inch gap or less. So that's a one aught. That's about a one aught or down.
Right.
You know, down to a number one or a number two. Or
so
three,
there is an out for somebody that wants to use
so,
a J hook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So for the guys, all the guys out there that are fishing top and bottom rigs for spot and croaker and perch, you know, you're okay. You're gonna be using a number two or a number four or, you know, or maybe a six for the spot and
right.
you're fine. You're gonna be under that. So that's no problem. Or if you're fishing grass shrimp for white perch, you'll be using small hooks, you know.
Okay.
So you can use small J hooks. That's fine. You just can't use a J hook with a half inch gap or wider. And by the way, we already do have that restriction on the Susquehanna Flats in the spring season for rockfish.
Right.
That's already there. A lot of people probably don't know that, but we already have a restriction on the Susquehanna Flats.
The guys that fish it on a regular basis know it. Maybe a part time angler or something like that. I mean, there's a whole hardy
right.
crew up there that fishes those big fish catch and release on the Susquehanna
right.
Flats. So
that's right. The more hardcore Susquehanna Flats fishermen, they already know it. Right. That's correct.
Yep.
So you know, this is going to be kind of a big deal. You know,
it's a big deal because you're dropping the size limit by an inch from 20 inches
right.
to 19. The restriction is you have to use the circle hook.
Yeah, you have to use the circle hook when you're bait fishing.
Right.
But artificial lures are still okay. So if you're
trolling
or jigging or casting, you can with no bait. You can still use J-hooks.
Yep, and I know Rudy Lukakovich did the circle hook study years ago, and
right.
I know he's listening, and I know, you know, once again, we disappointed Rudy by not showing up for a lecture series this week because I was stuck in Annapolis till 7 o'clock, but... What?
I felt horrible.
Well, I know you did. But, you know, Rudy and Robin and I and Rudy's wife have been kind of going to some of these little events together, which is kind of cool. But, you know, Rudy did that hook study on the circle hooks years and years ago. And I'm sure he's happy to hear that, you know, the restriction is going into play for all the striped bass for bait fishing. Because the point is to keep the fish from swallowing the hook and fishing mortality on an undersized fish. Isn't that the whole point?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. And that was a great study that Rudy did. And that was my first year or two in DNR, and I was working for Uncle Dale.
yeah.
I was working for Dale Weinrich, and I went out in the field with Rudy as one of his assistants, and we did side-by-side comparisons of J-hooks and circle hooks, and he also kept fish in net pens,
right.
you know, to study the delayed effects of being, you know, caught and hooked 72 hours later, you know,
right.
or you know, a few days down the road, we would go back and check on the fish to see what their condition was, right? And the whole point is that the circle hooks are designed so that they tend to hook the fish in the corner of the mouth, and you very rarely get a gut-hooked fish with a circle hook, and that's the whole point, right? It's to hook the fish.
You mean a gut-hooked fish.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, right.
Yeah.
There's very few gut hook fish with a circle hook. But when guys are using a J-hook or a treble hook and they let the fish run...
It just goes down the gullet so much quicker. Yeah, it goes down the gullet so much quicker. Yeah.
Yeah, it goes down the gullet and it gets hooked, you know, and there's some damage to the internal organs down there in the gills.
Yeah.
And the fish are going to die. So,
right.
Yeah, so that was the whole point. They're designed to hook the fish, the circle hooks hook the fish in the corner of the mouth. Now, it's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for some folks. You know, the main thing with the circle hooks is you cannot set the hook.
You don't give it that old Yankee pull. You don't jerk back like you're trying to cross their eyes.
Right. You don't do like that Bill Dance hook set, you know.
Right.
The Bassmaster hook set.
Right.
You got to just, you can leave the rod in the holder and let the rod bend down and let the fish hook themselves.
And that's what they do.
Or if you're holding the rod, you know, you let the fish kind of pull down hard, but you don't yank. You don't set the hook.
Right.
And you just kind of tighten up on the fish.
Right.
And I would also suggest you're going to want to use a pretty large circle hook because you need a good gap or a good bite to hook the fish with that large bait there with
either
a chunk of alewife or menhaden or a live spot. You need to have a good gap there. So I think you'll see folks using, you know, 6, 7, 8-aught circle hooks.
Here's the other thing, Eric, that I always like to say, sharpen that hook. Number one, because right out of the pack, they're not that sharp. Sharpen that hook, okay?
Right.
Make sure, you know, you can almost hook it in your thumbnail, okay? That's how sharp you want it to be. And then press the barb down on it, because if you do catch an undersized fish, you just flip them off. You don't have to worry about, you know, tearing their mouth or anything else with the barb. So file the barb off or smash it down with your dykes or your needle-nose pliers or whatever it might be. The fish does not fight the barb. The fish fights the bend. As long as you keep pressure on the fish, you're going to catch the fish, as long as you got the bend, you know. But
right.
With the, you know, number one, if you file the barb down, the hook set's going to be easier in and easier out.
Correct. It'll penetrate faster, and it'll also easier to unhook the fish.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes. I tell you that, you know, one of the keys is going to be using a large enough circle hook where you have enough gap there to hook the fish, and you don't want the point to be buried.
Right.
You know, you want the point to be able to penetrate.
Right.
And don't try to pull or sit the hook. You'll pull it right out of the fish's mouth.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, there'll be some education and a learning curve, and we're going to try to do some outreach on that and, you know, send around flyers and put stuff out on the website and on social media.
Sure.
And do some, you know, seminars and meetings at the fishing clubs, you know, try to get the word out as much as possible.
Sure.
It hasn't officially kicked in yet. I would suggest that people pay attention to the Maryland DNR Fisheries website and also maybe try to get on the email list.
Right.
If you go to the homepage and you look on the left side, it says join our email list. You can click on that so you get the updates. Pretty sure at this point the 19-inch limit is going to kick in on May 16th, but the circle hook reg may not kick in until July 2nd.
Oh, people also have to know that the trophy season doesn't start in mid-April this year. It doesn't start till like the 21st, right?
It's the 21st, right. So by state law, it's the third Saturday in April.
Right.
Right. And this year that falls on April 21st.
That's about as far out as you can get. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, so there will be, you know, possibly some early rockfish that may come in a little early and spawn and start leaving by then. But, you know, the idea with that opening day is we're trying to take a little pressure off those pre-spawn females.
Right.
You know, we don't want to put too much pressure on them too early in the season.
Right.
And give them a little bit of a chance to spawn, to get to spawn out first.
Right.
Right.
Well, the,
so that,
the Young of the Year survey was actually pretty good this past year in the fall.
Yeah, it was pretty good, pretty decent year class. And now on the year classes, let's see, we had the 2011 year class was a really good one. But they're getting up to like 7 years old now. So they're going to start moving out of the bay a little bit, migrating.
Right.
And then we may see some of those fish in the trophy fishery. And then we have the 2015s, which are young. They're 3 years old. So we may see a lot of sublegal fish.
Right.
Even with the 19-inch limit, we may see a lot of them, a lot of small fish.
Right.
During the summer, and then there's a little bit of a gap in between those two big year classes. But you know that's where we are right now. It is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It is what it is. There's no question.
Yeah.
You guys don't control. You guys don't control the spawn. You know.
Right.
You don't. You know. You just have to try and manage the resource the best way you possibly can. And, you know, Maryland has always done a spectacular job as far as its management on the side of conservation. It really has. It's been very conservative in its management practices. And, you know, you don't have big limits. You need to, you know, you pay attention to the size limits and everything else. I mean, this Chesapeake Bay is the nursery in the world.
It is.
In the world. For striped bass, you know?
It's the biggest nursery on the east coast of the United States.
Right.
And probably, you know, for all of the U.S. and Canada, yeah, the largest nursery, definitely,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, so, you know, you've got to be good stewards of the resource.
Exactly.
And that's the way Maryland DNR manages for the most part.
Right, and also the weather conditions are going to be critical for having a successful spawn. So generally, sort of a moderately warming spring season with moderate rainfall.
Right.
You definitely want some rainfall. You don't want a hot. You don't want a really hot, dry spring.
That's not true.
You want some rain because that, you know, that provides some fresh water for the young.
Yep.
Fry and eggs, and it also helps to provide nutrients and it fuels, you know, the zooplankton and the phytoplankton and all the little creatures that the young of the year feed on.
Right.
So you want, you know, moderate rainfall and moderate, you know, temperatures. And, you know, they tend to spawn in multiple waves. And that's because if they spawn in multiple waves, that gives them a better chance of having a good spawn.
Exactly, you know? Right. Yep.
So that's the way it works. Yeah. So we're hoping for some good weather conditions for the spawn this year.
Yep.
And the fish, I've already gotten reports that the fish are up in the rivers, the striped bass. Usually the males come in first, you know, get up in the rivers and they're up on the mud flats and
right
in the areas where the sun warms up the water a little quicker. So we are hearing reports that there are striped bass, rockfish up in some of the rivers, you know.
Got it.
The chop tank has always been one of the big ones, the Nanticoke, you know. And then the Potomac, of course, and then the Susquehanna.
Right.
So, yeah, those are the big rockfish spawning rivers. You know, fingers crossed we have a good year class.
You got it. So,
yeah.
All right. Eric, listen, we got to take a break and just hang on and we'll wrap it up at the end of the hour and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Sounds good to me,
all
too.
Right.
Chesapeake Bay Crabbers, pay attention. We've got Bay Country Crabbing Supply right there in Edgewater, 214 Mayo Road. They have everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and now bay fishing tackle, too. She's talking about those trolling rods and reels and all that stuff. And, you know, the rockfish, the big trophy season coming in. Why not check out Bay Country Crabbing Supply? Again, 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. They've got, for crabs, stackable traps, commercial pots, rig trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. Sea Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Just mark your calendars for April 14th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. And for more information, you can call 410-956-0300 and ask any question you want. First, do this, though. Go to the website, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and see what you need right there, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. By the way, Waterman, take your license. You get a discount. 410-956-0300 for Bay Country Crabbing Supply.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Warmer weather for the weekend. We're close to 50 this afternoon. That's our average high this time of March. 27 degrees tonight. Believe it or not, another low forming off the East Coast for Sunday night and Monday morning. And breezy weather expected here in Baltimore. But most of the precip, I think, this time stays well south of us. Upper 20s for Sunday night with some flurries possible. And then Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 45 degrees. Lows in the upper 20s and mid-20s Monday night, Tuesday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more with the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, you know what? Clyde Sports Shop has their sale. Their big sale of the spring starts this Friday, March 16th. It's the Ready to Rock sale. They're getting geared up for the trolling season, and they've got some great trolling combos on sale starting at $89.95. Now, that $89.95 deals a Penn 309 and a Shakespeare rod with a roller tip and line. Their most popular trolling combos are a little bit more. That's the Penn Warfare 30-weight level line with an Andy rod, rod and line, $139.95. What a deal. Now, the Penn reel on that, the Warfare, is a 30-weight level wind reel for just $89.95 if you just need to replace your reels. The big deal is on monofilament line. You empty your spools. You take your empty spool in. Clyde's will fill it for with premium line at half price, starting at just 1 cent per yard. So, you know, what a deal. If it's 4 cents a yard, you get 100 yards, that's, you know, $4. Well, during the sale, you only pay $2. So you save half, 50% off on, you know, brand new premium monofilament line. And it's monofilament, not the Power Pro braided line. But, you know, empty your spools and get them in there because that's what they do. That's what big part of this sale is, getting that new line on your reels for the upcoming season. Shakespeare Fluger rods are on sale. Ugly sticks are on sale. Check out the St. Croix. And guess what? Clyde's has all the bait and tackle you need for any type of fishing you do here in Maryland. And they have that 24-hour fishing report hotline. 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is the fishing hotline. Give them a call on the regular line, too. If you want to talk to somebody, 410-242-6108. ClydeSport.com is the website, 242-6108. The Ready to Rock sale starts when they open on Friday, March 16th. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Black water, a cormorant cries, a wood duck song, serenade the sunrise. Black coffee warms my lips. gonna get any better than this. There's no doubt who made this place. When you're standing here, you can see his face. And I'm just glad to be part of the plan. Well, that's a lie. That's the life of a dub man.
Well, that's from Steve Chapman. That's from the Duck Commander series. Yeah, good guy, Steve Chapman. I think that's his name. Is that his name? I can't remember. 410 WCBM 680 is our phone. I guess we should have asked for phone calls earlier on, but I think we're going to have to wrap it up now. I don't know why I said that. Let's just talk to Eric, and we'll go home from there. Good morning, Eric, again. Eric Zlokovich from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. And Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
here. Oh, okay, all right. I'm pressing buttons. I didn't hear anything. But
I was kind of wondering if we were going to get some questions about circle hawks. I'm sure... Like I said, it's going to be a lot of education.
Yeah, we explained it almost to the nth degree there about the circle hooks. I mean, you know, you know, they're going to be required for bait fishing in the bay for striped bass this year.
Correct.
Okay.
And for all bait fishing, even if you're targeting bluefish or catfish, and you want to use a large hook, you have to use a circle hook.
Right.
So, yeah, it's primarily directed at striped bass, but if you're out there off Love Point and you're trying to catch bluefish, you got to use a circle hook, too, because, you know, there's a good chance that you're going to hook a striped bass, a rockfish also.
Yep, live eels, chumming, chunks of bait, anything, any kind of live bait, you're going to have a circle hook this year.
That's it.
All right, buddy. Well, there's the music. We thank you for joining us, Eric. Always a pleasure. Glad you're on the road to recovery after that horrific automobile accident and that tremendous fracture to your leg. We wish you a full recovery and hope everything goes well.
I really appreciate it, Alan. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Have a good one, Eric.
Take care. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Miss Robin, you didn't say